Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day. I am Dr. Althea, and I'm coming to you live from our broadcast, Know Your Worth. And I just want to say welcome to you, no matter when you're hearing this. I am just so excited to be here. I did this a few years ago. Back in 2015, and my program then was called Fresh Start. And, it started in 2012, and I finished in 2015. Well, I just want to say that this program is about knowing your worth. So let's talk about it for a moment. Know who you are, know whose you are, know what you want, know what you don't want, and know how you want it. Time is now for reaffirming, reaccepting, and reestablishing yourself, not based on how somebody else sees you, but how you see yourself. And I'm here to talk about it, to encourage you. We are all in a new season of life. Nothing is the same. And our worth is being celebrated and not being tolerated. In order to accept this, you must know your worth. So let me ask you some questions. Have you ever questioned your worth? Has someone ever told you that you are worthless? Have you ever done work for a client and that client wants a discount? Have you paid someone for their worth? Have you loved yourself because of the way you value yourself? I'm going to repeat that again. Have you ever loved yourself because of the way you value yourself? If any of these questions are yes, then join me for the next few minutes to know your worth. This program is every Friday, supposed to be at 9, but I'm going to pop on anytime on a Friday. So it could be at 9 o'clock. Right now it's at 7. So get ready, because this is about knowing your worth. So let's talk about it for a little bit. Knowing your worth is believing in yourself enough to know what you deserve. Have you ever been in a situation where you sort of no, you're not supposed to do something, but you do it anyway, and you feel guilty, and something just keeps on saying, you know, you were wrong, right? You know, I always think about, you know, having one person on one ear and then something on the other ear, and you're going backwards and forwards. Well, knowing your worth is similar to that. You literally keep a positive attitude at all times. Knowing your worth is outlining your decision. Knowing your worth is how you react to circumstances and situations that you're going through. Lots of times when we are in a situation, we have a tendency of feeling abandoned or rejected, or whatever we're going through, we have a tendency or feeling of not knowing our worth. I want to let you know that your abandonment or your rejection or your hurt or your pain is not here to reduce you. It is here to reroute you. Your worth or your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. Do you want me to repeat that? I will. Your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. I'm not talking about dollar signs right now. I'm talking about your attitude. How do you see yourself? How do you make a difference in your world? Make a difference to you. When you know your worth, the little things of life does not get to you. And you begin to say, what? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Because you know why? Because you can change. You can adapt to change. Okay, it's not going my way. Okay, let me go a different way. Let me make up my mind in this way instead of that way. Knowing your worth or know your worth is having confidence in yourself. Do you have confidence? Do you have a place in yourself that you can say, hey, you know, Buki don't like me, but it's okay because, hey, I like myself. Confidence. Can you have confidence in who you are? And when we look at the word confidence, do you have the surety or the assurance, the certainty, the determination, the heart for it, for yourself? In other words, do you have the boldness to stand up for yourself, the backbone? Do you have something that is self possession or sureness about yourself? Do you have faith in yourself? That's confidence. When you know your worth, what people say or what people or what their opinion of you does not even matter. It really doesn't. We live in a society and work on jobs, live with people that we want them to validate us. I'm telling you, we live in 2022. Matter of fact, today is April the 22nd. You need to be validating yourself. Let somebody else validate you. Validate yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I look good today, with makeup or without makeup. With my mistakes or without my mistakes. Know your worth does not mean you have it all together. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that, hey, I know I've made some mistakes. I know I probably didn't get it right. But I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know that it is time for me to reaffirm myself, reaccept myself, and reestablish myself in who I am. Because I know who I am, whose I am, what I want and what I don't want, and how I want to get it. Knowing your worth means you know what you want and will not compromise your values to do it. I was placed in a situation and made a decision that was totally against my values. And I had to tell the person, no, I'm sorry, can't go that route anymore. This goes against my value. This goes against what my worth is. Oh, yeah, it hurts. Because it's right there. It's right in front of you. And yes, you deserve it. And yes, I need this. And yes, I'm going to go for it. Yes. But is it right? Will you feel guilty? Have you lessened your value? Have you lessened your worth because you went after something that was not yours? I want to talk to some single ladies out there and some single men. She is not yours. She is somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. He is not yours. He is somebody else's husband. Knowing your worth can be a positive in that you can help others, you can support others, and you can encourage others. Negatively or negative is that person refuses to see their own worth. And that is the key. Worth means excellence of character and of quality. The wealth or riches or property or possession, that also means wealth. But I'm not worth, but I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about your integrity. I'm talking about your dignity, your goodness, and your health, and your help, and your happiness, and your meaningfulness, and your significance, and your usefulness, and your perfection, and your goodness. That's all about knowing your worth. Because you got to understand, knowing your worth has got to be in a place that you want to be in. Once again, we are here to reaffirm you, get you to reaccepting yourself and reestablishing who you are. So know your worth. The word worth, you've got to know your self-worth, your self-esteem, and your self-image. I want to talk to you about 10 little things. One of the things I want to tell you is that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, yeah. Trust me, you might have a stomach or boobs or a lip or a butt or something that you don't like or your hair or whatever, but you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You are very valuable, not only to yourself, but people that are in your inner circle. And those people that are in my inner circle are the people that can reach within my arm. If I put out my arms and they can fit right within my arm length, they're valuable. Because people who don't value me don't get between my arms. They just don't. You can count on God. You can count on who he is. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he will never forget you. Another thing about your work is that you are always on yourself's mind. You can go into the bathroom. You're there. You can go in the kitchen. You're there. You can go outside. You're there. You are always carrying you. So you got to know your work. Not based on what other people want, but based on what you value yourself as. Remember, today is a time of reaffirming, reaccepting, and reestablishing you. There are great plans for you. Great plans for you. I need to repeat that again. There are great plans. You can do this. I'm telling you. You are loved. You are loved by God's unfailing, unconditioning, and unimaginable love. You are made in the newness. That means that every day, like right now, it is the time, whatever time it is in your time zone, whatever time it is, just look at that particular time. And I want to let you know that if you took an erasure, you erased everything from that time moving forward, it's a clean slate. You have something new to celebrate. You can't look at your past decisions, which was a minute ago, and base everything on that. You made those decisions based on the information you had. Sometimes the information is wrong. Sometimes it's right. Well, however, I want to encourage you that you remember, knowing your worth is like having a clean slate. Another thing about knowing your worth is that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. If you're a Christian, hey. If you're an atheist, that's what's up. But I just want to encourage you today to know your worth. Another thing is you're an ambassador. You are valuable to this world. You know, when you listen to the news, you can get depressed because everything is happening. There's wars, rumors of wars. You can get anxiety over bills or what it looks like or it's not happening fast enough, whatever you're going through. I want to tell you, stop, breathe. Breathe in. Blow it out. Why? Because you know your worth. Yesterday, I was in a situation, and I just took a moment to breathe in. Wow. How good. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just got to breathe in and hold that moment for a moment before you breathe it out. Because it was knowing your worth. It was worthy. Sometimes you just need a hug. Sometimes you just need a hug, somebody to hold you and to breathe in that moment to let you know that you feel secure. You're secure in the moment. It's about knowing your worth, reaffirming and establishing and reaccepting you now. The time is now. I want to encourage you. You are the head, not the tail. You are up and not down. God's favor surrounds you like a shield. And another thing about you is that you are chosen. You are his beloved. You are holy. You are acceptable. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 and 14, it says, put on them as God's chosen one, loved and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, weakness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgive them as the Lord has forgiven you. I want to let you know that it's now time to live in perfect harmony with you. Why? Because you know your worth. One of the things that people say now is God's grace is more than enough for all you need or now and always will need. In other words, God's grace is sufficient. You have the victory. You are more than a conqueror. I want to let you know that you're valuable. When you think of that word valuable, what does it come to mind? What comes to mind when you think of the word valuable? Now's not the time to give up. Now's not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to say, oh, I quit. Now is the time to realize that you're valuable. That means you're helpful, important, you're profitable, you're treasured, you're useful, you're worthy wise, you are admired, I appreciate you, I esteem you. I am highly priced. I am demanded. I'm of value. I'm pressurable. I'm precious. I'm respected. I'm serviceable. That's about being valuable and confident in who you are, because of that is your worth. I'm so glad that you took this time to join me today on knowing your worth, knowing your self-worth, your self-esteem, and your self-image. I trust that one word, one sentence, one paragraph, one sound has encouraged you today just to know your worth. Because why? Now is the time to reaffirm, to reaccept, and reestablish you. No matter what is going on, you are being celebrated. Refuse to let you be tolerated any longer. So I want you to accept you. You must know your worth. Why? Because I'm here to let you know that you are your worthy. You know who you are. You know whose you are. You know you want what you want. And you know what you don't want. So therefore, how you want it is all based on you being reaffirmed, reaccepted, and reestablishing you. Because why? You know your worth. Bless you. See you next Friday, the same time, here on Know Your Worth. I am Dr. Althea Winifred, and it has truly been a pleasure to be here today.